The following is taken from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, a further explanation of the chapter from Krishna book where Krishna instructs the gopis at Kurukshetra. Formerly, all the gopis of Vrindavan were very pleased when they met with Krishna in the holy place Kurukshetra. And similarly, after seeing Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awoke with the ecstasy of the gopis, and being absorbed in this ecstasy, he asked Swarup Damodar to sing the refrain. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke like this to Lord Jagannath: "You are the same Krishna, and I am the same Radharani. We are meeting again in the same way that we met in the beginning of our lives. Although we are both the same, my mind is still attracted to Vrindavan Dham, and I wish that you will again appear with your lotus feet in Vrindavan. Whereas in Kurukshetra, there are crowds of people, elephants and horses, and there is also the rattling of chariots. But in Vrindavan, there are flower gardens, and the humming of bees and the chirping of birds can also be heard. Here at Kurukshetra, you are dressed like a royal prince, accompanied by great warriors. But in Vrindavan, you appeared just like an ordinary cowherder boy, accompanied only by your beautiful flute. Here, there is not even a drop of the ocean of transcendental happiness that I enjoyed with you in Vrindavan. I therefore request you to come to Vrindavan and enjoy pastimes with me. And if you do so, my ambition will be fulfilled." In such an ecstatic mood, Lord Chaitanya recited many other verses, but the people in general cannot understand their meaning. The meaning of those verses is known to Swarup Damodar Goswami, but he did not reveal it. However, Srila Rupa Goswami has broadcast the meaning. While dancing, Lord Chaitanya began to recite the following verse, which he tasted in the association of Swarup Damodar Goswami. The gopis spoke like this: "Dear Lord, whose navel is just like a lotus flower, your lotus feet are the only shelter for those who have fallen into the deep well of material existence. Your lotus feet are worshipped and meditated upon by great mystic yogis and highly learned philosophers. We wish that those lotus feet of yours may also be awakened within our hearts, although we are only ordinary persons engaged in household affairs." Speaking in the mood of Srimati Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, "For most people, the mind and heart are one. But because my mind is never separated from Vrindavana, I consider my mind and Vrindavana to be one. My mind is already Vrindavana, and since you like Vrindavana, will you please place your lotus feet there? I would deem that your full mercy. My Lord, kindly hear my true submission. My home is Vrindavana, and I wish your association there. But if I do not get it, then it will be very difficult for me to keep my life. My dear Krishna, formerly, when you were staying in Mathura, you sent Uddhava to teach me speculative knowledge and mystic yoga. And now you yourself are speaking the same thing, but my mind does not accept it. There is no place in my mind for jnana yoga or dhyana yoga. although you know me very well, you are still instructing me in Jnana Yoga and Dhyana Yoga. It is not right for you to do so. I would very much like to withdraw my consciousness from you and engage it in material activities. But even though I try, I cannot do so. I am naturally inclined to you only. Your instructions for me to meditate upon you are therefore simply ludicrous. In this way, you are killing me, and it is not very good for you to think of me as a candidate for your instructions. The gopis are not like mystic yogis. They will never be satisfied simply by meditating on your lotus feet and imitating the so-called yogis. Teaching the gopis about meditation is another kind of duplicity. When they are instructed to undergo mystic yoga practice, they are not at all satisfied. On the contrary, they become more and more angry with you. The gopis have now fallen into the great ocean of separation and are being devoured by the timingala fish of their ambition to serve you. The gopis are to be delivered from the mouths of these timingala fish, for they are your pure devotees. Since they have no material conception of life, why should they aspire for liberation? The gopis do not want that liberation desired by yogis and jnanis, for they are already liberated from the ocean of material existence. It is quite amazing that you have forgotten the land of Vrindavan. And how is it that you have forgotten your father, mother, and friends? How have you forgotten Govardhan Hill, the bank of the Yamuna, and the forest where you enjoyed your Rasalila dance? O Krishna, you are certainly a refined gentleman with all good qualities. You are well-behaved, soft-hearted, and merciful. I know that there is not even a tinge of fault to be found in you. And yet, your mind does not even remember the inhabitants of Vrindavan. This is only my misfortune and nothing else. I do not care for my personal unhappiness, but when I see the morose face of Mother Yashoda and the hearts of all the inhabitants of Vrindavan breaking only because of you, I wonder whether you want to kill them all, or do you want to enliven them by coming there? Why are you simply keeping them alive in a state of suffering? The inhabitants of Vrindavan do not want you dressed like a prince, nor do they want you to associate with great warriors in a different country. They cannot leave the land of Vrindavan, and without your presence, they are all dying. What is their condition to be? My dear Krishna, you are the life and soul of Vrindavan Dham, and you are especially the life of Nanda.